Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
You're slurring. Yeah. You're slurring already.
Am I?
We haven't even started the goddamn show yet.
We got rocked today. What do we do today, D'Anthony?
What day is today? So we drove back from Knoxville.
We sure did.
After...
Hungover.
Well, you lesser mortals are hungover. I feel great.
You're fine. The rest of us are garbage people.
Yeah. I had wings and a steak, a side steak for lunch.
You did. And even the waiter was shocked where he was like, hey, who ordered the filet along with the 18 wings? And you were like, same guy, bub. Bub. You kept calling a bub.
I'm calling people bub now. That are like bub if it's kind of above board, and then if it's somebody that I'm really trying to get after him, I'm going with jabroni.
Sure.
I'm trying to bring it back.
And all
because the Eagles
fine.
Are back. The Eagles are a good team now, and I feel like sort you got to bring jabroni back.
We need a QB at the Eagles. We need Minshew. we need Minshew at QB. I've got a nice gam shawl around me and then a pillow because my cock is cold. We're live. At Old Hickory Golf Course here. We're doing the Rob O'Neill charity event. Unbelievably drunk at this point because our brewery's here. We're tasting out the new flavors, watermelon and pina colada. What happens is this. People don't know that you've got to taste 18 different versions to get to where you want to be, and we were way drunk when we decided to do the show.
You're supposed to spit it out. Like at a wine tasting, you don't just chug fucking wine the whole time.
Nah, you can't. You got to drink it all down and then figure out what it is, and this is perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's really good.
We knocked it out of the park, and I think that's big. Albert Pujols just hit 700 home runs. Judge is going after 61.
Did he hit one tonight?
No, he did not. We've knocked this out of the park as well. And God damn it, is it delightful. And then when we got out of there, they said, hey, you might need to do a show because we're doing Rob O'Neill's charity golf event tomorrow. We're not sure if it's going to be edited in time. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm pretty fucked up. Are you sure that I should be doing this? And they said, yes. Come up on a rooftop, wrap a gam-gam shawl around yourself.
No, that you did that.
I did not. I did that because I'm chilly.
Yeah.
I'm chilly. God damn it. But, and then the pillow, obviously, is to keep my boner down. I've had a fucking massive erection for about 18 to 39 hours. And I don't really know why.
Well, it was probably watching Florida get shit crammed yesterday.
That could have been.
It was a good game.
I watched some Ohio State highlights. And by the way, this is the watermelon. This is the watermelon that I'm still having. I'm going to continue this. Who cares? Who cares at this point? Does this show even count? Can they see it, Delco? Yeah. Are you sure?
You can see your fucking picture right
barely.
There, guy.
Like, I can see a white face and white arms.
I mean, from here to there, that's a that'll play distance, I believe, for you.
I guess.
That's way shorter. We're talking about 4 feet versus 8 feet, and you can't see from 8 feet away whether a person has a penis or not,
no
which
need.
Is a problem.
Screen is super small.
Nope.
And, yep.
Nah, it's the same size for me, motherfucker.
Tiny.
At no point. I believe the first thing I said was, that person's wearing a lot of makeup.
Yeah, but
I was immediately suspicious, and you had your cock out immediately without
very,
even fucking
very
questioning
close
it.
To you, very, very far away from me. I couldn't see it.
I think we need can't to do call a. It. Let's do a reality show where we just send him to Thailand, right?
Oh boy, I thought about it. It would be real questionable. Where it's like, all right, great, because tops go off first, right? Tits look great. Rest of the body, eh? Who knows?
Well, here's
point.
A good question then. So is it gay to play with your buddy's fake titties? Just play with the titties, nothing else.
Oof. And that's post-op, right?
Well, I mean, it's fake titties, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not had bottom surgery,
post-op,
so he's still got a cock.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's gay?
Yeah.
So when Marilyn Manson got those implants, you think that was...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't support any of his shit. Johnny Depp I supported, right, throughout the whole trial. Marilyn Manson is about to grow through it now. I don't support any of that shit. Nothing.
Fuck him. I don't know the guy.
I don't either. Look, he's from Ohio. There is a yearbook photo, Delco. I don't know if you can find it, but there is a yearbook photo of Marilyn Manson in high school. Looks like a normal dude. Looks like a school shooter.
Yeah, what do you expect him to do with that information?
Looks like a school shooter. I'm just saying... If you're at home, maybe, and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to Google Marilyn Manson in high school, looks like a fucking school shooter. And that's crazy. But it's also not unexpected. That's who we thought he was. That's exactly who we thought
Marilyn Manson was. Yeah, but he never actually shot up any schools. He just inspired other people to do it.
Yes, correct.
Not on purpose, but certainly.
But I think he was a guy that couldn't pull the trigger. And then, boom. I'll write some songs that everybody else can kill to.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like
well,
to
it's
me.
Like if you can't do, teach.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You got pics of him? Yeah, that's,
oh,
yeah,
man.
That's it. That's
he looks like a member of Kansas.
100%.
Jesus.
He looks like Toto.
That doesn't look like a fucking school shooter to me.
Well.
That guy, he looks like he might own a Trans Am.
Yeah. But I mean, in today's world, that's the guy who's shooting up schools.
It does look like his eyes are a little too close together.
Sure does.
Is that fetal alcohol syndrome?
Oh, there you go. Boom. That's it. That's the guy. That's the fucking guy.
Let's leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, leave it to Beauvoir, if you will. And that's the guy who you picture who's like, yeah, exactly, 100%. And as you get darker and darker into this shit, like, dude, he's killed some people. Oh, with the tits. Yeah. That's him with fake tits. And I don't know if that's real.
There's no nipples on those tits. No, I don't think it was actually real.
I don't think it was either.
No.
No.
No. Well, I think it was a prosthetic, but either way, let's just say for the sake of argument, mm-hmm. that Delco got fake titties, like big, let's say 34 double D,
okay.
right? Like not sure. too big, but big enough to yeah. play with for sure. You're not going to play with his titties? What do you point at yours for? Is that your size?
Oh, boy.
Oh, so.
I would look at them. I don't think I could get off to them.
I didn't say get off. I just said play with.
I know.
Sometimes you're in bed and you just want to have your hand on a titty. You know what I mean? It doesn't have any. There's nothing sexual about
it. But if it's got Delco's face with the beard, I don't do that.
I guess maybe just give him like you know, used to make paper plates and a popsicle stick to make a mask
right.
or whatever. Just do that and draw. I don't know, Forrest Whitaker on there. Right now you can play ball with that, right?
But let's switch it. Like, let's say it was a video, pre-recorded, obviously not live. He's not in the room, nothing else. They were like, "Hey, we're gonna play this video. You have to jack off to completion and come."
This sounds
or
like
you're
a,
gonna die.
This sounds like a Japanese game show.
It is, or you're gonna die. But it's Delco, just Delco with his beard, everything else that he has now.
Yes.
Well, it's going to be blonde soon because you lost that bet.
It's
yes, Friday.
Well, so here's the bonus challenge. It's Delco trying to convince you that UCF is a good football team.
Well, right? They're terrible.
No, not now.
You guys are awful.
That you were a good football team.
It's not that, but let's say it's Delco, blonde hair, huge fake tits, and he's giving you JOI instructions.
Yeah, but it's the voice that does it, right?
No.
Like, you're going to have to modulate your voice somehow.
It's too deep. I can't jerk off to that. Yes, you do, dude.
It's deeper than hers or hers.
Yes. There's two.
It's very clearly not a fucking woman's voice.
Yeah, dude. It is not a woman's voice, and you're given JOI instructions? Not down. I can't come to that.
Let's do a Gilbert Godfrey JOI.
Oh, boy. What's the deal with you, Ross, that you can't jerk off?
He told a
can't do it. Like, I couldn't jerk off to his voice either.
Like 3 months before he died, he did one of the craziest Jesus jokes I've ever heard in my life.
On our show.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. One of the best.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
One of the best in the business.
Died with dignity. Didn't fucking whine about it and tell him, "Oh, fucking no. Send money to charity." No, he's just like, "Bury me in the fucking dirt.
He was good.
Let me get out of here."
He was fucking good. And he got out in the right time. Again, if you're tuning in right now, trash. Absolutely fucking trash tonight. Shouldn't be doing a show tonight. 9 or 10 seltzers deep of the new flavors. Shouldn't be doing a show tonight. If Gilbert Godfrey, though, was alive today, I think he wanted to get out of here.
Yeah, he's probably about done with his bullshit.
When we talked to him off air, we were like, "Hey, what do you think about everything that's going on, cancel culture and everything else?" He was like, "I'm all done with this shit." Like, he was done, for real. Like, that one's not a shock to me. Whereas, like, you take an Al Franken who's trying to come back for gripping some titties and shit like that. Like, I understand it. Like, he's got a few years left to live. Gilbert didn't have those years left, you know?
No. I mean, I understand why Carlin went out when he did, too. And
when was Carlin's whole sitch?
I think he had cancer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Because his face got really puffy in that last special he did in 2008. I think he died in early 2009 or something like that.
Okay. Well, that happens. Look, you lose weight, they inject you full of shit. That's happening to me right now after the fucking surgery.
Heart failure?
Yeah.
Well, he was addicted to OxyContin for like 25 years, so.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Or did he just want to have a good time?
Either way, yeah. I mean, that's look, if you can live George Carlin's life for 71 years, that's a fucking
win. On Oxy?
On anything.
Let's go.
I mean, he plowed through the 70s. Like, do you remember seeing him on the whatever show, Ed Sullivan show?
Yeah.
He's in a suit. Hi, yep. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Observational humor. And then all of a sudden, he's at Stanford University in 1971, I think, or 72. I don't remember what it was. And he taped that first special for HBO.
Yep.
And it was wild as fuck. It was the first, like, he was. Lenny Bruce was doing shit that was fucked up back then, but he didn't have huge commercial success.
Sure.
He just got kind of recognized later for it. But Carlin had immediate commercial success. And from Ed Sullivan on, and he had like 12 HBO specials. I think he's got the record for the most.
So with Carlin, it's super interesting because, like, you know, I follow the trajectory of, again, Hammered. So forgive me for slurring.
You can't say that word sober. It's
probably
fine.
Not. But I following his career as it went, there was a breaking point for him personally as a man, where he goes, all right, I'm going to do the comedy I want to do.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to fail and then go back to selling, you know, insurance mm-hmm. somewhere. And the point where he decided
it was the late
to
60s.
Do it, exactly.
Yeah.
Was super dangerous. He could have got canceled across the board and never come back. Or you could lead a comedic revolution. And that's exactly what that guy did.
Yeah.
And then he continued it till the day he died.
Yeah. Richard Pryor, fucking Eddie Murphy, Dennis Leary, all those guys came out doing super hardcore comedy after him. Like with specials
Dice.
On HBO.
Remember Dice?
Yeah. Dice in the early 80s, too. Yeah.
He was selling at arenas.
Yeah.
Dice was selling out fucking arenas.
Telling almost exclusively racist jokes.
Oh, 100%.
Racist or misogynist joke. That's 100%. All he did. Yeah.
Ex-wife jokes. So, the best story that I have about Dice and his ex-wife was moved to L.A., went to the Comedy Store, and my buddy was like, hey, dude, I can get you on stage or whatever. It's great. You know, if anybody famous comes on, you'll get bumped, right? Dice was the one that came in, super famous, and he does 2 hours and 10 minutes. And we got bumped to like 2:30 in the morning. It was just like, what the fuck? And at the time, I was a huge Dice fan. I love Dice. I didn't never seen him live, nothing, whatever. So I was like, oh, great. Who cares? What does it mean to get bumped by Dice?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? 2 hours and 10 minutes. And all he did, because he was going through a divorce, was come on and tell ex-wife jokes. And he goes, my ex-wife, you know, I love her so much. I'd eat the corn out of her shit. And then he would talk about how much he owed in like alimony yeah. payments. And I was like, all right, great, man. This isn't the same dude. It's not the same shit. Like, because earlier, early 90s, that guy was the fucking dude, right?
Yeah.
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck your mother. I'll fuck everybody. And then it changes because of what you're going on, like what's happening in real life, right? Chappelle never had that. Like, do you know Chappelle's wife?
I know she's a fucking Asian lady.
That's it. That's all you know about her.
Yeah.
And that's why. When you put your significant others inside your comedy routines, that's when shit gets dark. And you can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt's wife killed herself.
Yeah. And the wife.
I mean, not really, but she OD'd.
She OD'd, but like the ex-wife became bigger than Patton Oswalt. She wrote the book that found the Golden State Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, massive New York Times bestseller. I think she won like a Nobel Peace Prize after she died, everything else.
Oh.
He gave it to the publisher and then the editor, and then they found the killer and everything else was great and blah, 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 blah. But like when you mention Patton Oswalt, all I think of is the ex-wife who actually did all the work to find the Golden State Killer. I don't even think about Patton Oswalt anymore.
I like that. Did you ever see that rant he did on Parks and Rec about Star Wars merging with something else?
No.
It's really funny.
But he's a huge Star Wars fan. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Star Wars merging with the Avengers or something like that. But it was really funny. It's like 12-minute long rant.
No shit.
Yeah, in the middle of a fucking 22-minute TV show.
He was good. And most of these comedians were good.
Yeah, when they're miserable.
Well,
they get happy, it sucks.
But here was the problem, in my opinion. When 2016 happened, Trump got elected, like, all those guys were good. Patton Oswalt, Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, John Stewart. Like, all those guys were fine.
Colbert. Yeah.
And then the election happened, and then it all fucking changed, and they were like, no, fuck you, everything's serious and everything else. And you're like, all right, I guess, man, like, fuck off. I just didn't enjoy it, and I couldn't get into it after that. And like Patton Oswalt, I think he killed his audience after his wife died.
Mm.
The book came out. And then I believe, if memory serves me correct, he got engaged 8 months later, married 10 months later. Mm. And it was like, hey, dude, your wife just died. You put out the book and you did the whole fucking thing. And
he probably was just, hiring a fucking mom at that point, because he had a young daughter. He doesn't know how to raise a kid. He looks like a fucking gremlin, for Christ's sake.
That's what I want to know. And I don't have that answer, but.
Well, we'll kidnap him and find out.
Yeah, I think.
Or Patton, if you're out there, just show up and we'll avoid all the federal charges.
Yeah, it's fine. I think her name was Michelle McNamara. That was the woman that he was married to.
I can't believe you said that right.
Crazy, right?
Try it again.
Wild. Michelle McNamara.
That was close.
Read the book. I read the book.
Did you read the book?
And they found it, yeah.
Or did somebody read it? for you.
No, look, with all the guests we have on this show, I will try to read the book. I'm one of those people, though, who can speed read pretty quickly. If you watch me read a book, it is unbelievably impressive. If you watch me trying to pronounce the words, it's not at all. It's terrible. Yeah, oh, burglary. Fucked up now, dude.
Yeah, you may as well just like toss a couple of marbles in your fucking mouth.
Right now?
Yeah, well, anytime.
Am I done? Burglary. If I nuked it tonight, like, is this that bad? God damn.
No, it's not that bad. You're actually pronouncing where you're, I think being intoxicated is making you try harder, which means you're actually hitting a couple of high notes.
Drinking, bros. And it was like, hey, we got to do a show tonight. We're doing Rob O'Neill's charity show.
This is definitely not the drunkest we've been on
in the morning
on a fucking Drinking Bros episode. No, we've God blacked out on these shows before.
We have.
Like election night 2020, we fucking, I don't remember any of that shit.
No, not at all.
I remember our channel getting fucked up because of Alex Jones, but that's about it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's
actually like, I remember eating chicken tenders from that shitty Whataburger, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was handing me chicken.
Not good. That place that was terrible. Good, dude.
That's the worst. Well, I think I had the chicken tenders with the country gravy dipping sauce.
Did you really?
Now that's pretty. I like that. That's good. Right?
No. Yeah. I can't get down on it. I just can't get down on it. I'm sorry.
No, it's terrible, but that's, you can't fuck that up.
You can't. To a certain degree. But I mean, it's good enough.
If you buy a hamburger or Whataburger, though, you're a fucking imbecile. That place fucking sucks.
So out by where we live in Dripping Springs, that's the only place that's open past like 8 o'clock. No, Hat Creek isn't open. It's just Whataburger. And it's like, all right, great. What haven't I had on this menu that you guys can't fuck up?
One of the things that that makes me angriest, and I'm angry all the time, but sure. Something that really makes me angry is how people have their identity wrapped up in where they came from, right?
Yeah.
And then they lean into stupid, idiosyncratic bullshit that happens there. Like, I like Whataburger, and yeah, I do say it like Whataburger. Like, yeah. Blow your fucking brains out of the back of your head, you cunt.
Yeah.
Don't fucking subject me to that bullshit. I don't ever want to hear that again.
But even here,
that to me, that's like blaming your shitty attitude on your fucking astrological sign. No, you're just a cunt.
But even here, like, you know, you drive through the South, it's all the places we know and love. And it came down to Hardee's tonight where we were like, hey, Hardee's. No, Hardee's has zero taste. I will go anywhere but fucking Hardee's.
Where do we go? Taco Bell?
Yes. And then Carl's Jr. was like, you know what? I'll buy Hardee's. Same fucking food. Yeah, nothing has changed. All good.
But that Mexican pizza is back at Taco Bell.
Yes.
So on the drive, we got in Friday night, yep. Drove from Nashville up to Knoxville, and on the way we stopped at Taco Bell. I ate three Mexican pizzas.
Four.
In the car. No, three Mexican pizzas and a chicken quesadilla.
Oh, that's right.
I ate all of that.
$28 was the most that I've seen a human spend.
Yeah. At Taco Bell. Bell. Then I got to the Airbnb and I committed a war crime on that turlet. Like, I fucked that thing up. So.
Yeah, it was a bad sitch. It was a bad sitch. And we definitely didn't have the ghost beds there.
Oh, man. I've meant to bring my fucking pillow, too.
Wow. We were in a neighborhood and the bed kept creaking over and over and over again. I was like, you know what? We had dinner earlier. What happens if Delco and Giorgio
brought some whores back, yeah, because they
That's
were cruising.
Thinking
they were cruising the apps on the way, but I'm
yes.
My understanding is the talent level in Knoxville is pretty shallow.
Like, well, that's weird because it's all meth, and you know they'd won the big game.
No, I'm sure you could find someone to plow, but is it going to be a problem after? You know what I mean?
I'm not sure. Did you guys find somebody to plow? 20 No, so it's a negative. The negative out of there.
Why?
And I get it. Small town, dude. It's a small fucking town. So
what's that have to do with anything?
20 is too young.
It's half your age plus 7.
Yeah. So you can't hear this off mic, but 2021 was the girls there. You're 30.
31. You
can't do that anymore.
Half your age plus 7. Yeah. So your 30 is 16 and 15 and a half, right? Plus 7. That's 22 and a half.
Yeah.
There had to be somebody in that range. Were you a Cardin people?
He's saying everybody there looks so young. And it was like, dude, I get it, man. It's like teen movies. As you got older, the beauty of teen movies in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, everybody was 25. And you were like, all right, great, I can jack off these people. After that, you cannot. Because it's all fucking kids. Eurotrip. Too young. That's the reason that movie bombed. They were too young looking.
I really did enjoy that scene, though, when they're in the fucking German lady's house. And the little kid draws a Hitler mustache all with a Sharpie. And he starts going to the background. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
All you needed was the leads to be like 25, 26. And it was fucking great. Oh, it's $33 million. $3
million. How much of that was spent on Matt Damon?
God. Million?
No, he was like in a 12-second scene.
He was starring in Born Identity at the time. So they got him. It was same country. They were like, hey, can you come over and do this? He was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. So $1 million went to him. That fucking movie bombed, dude. All you needed was hot-ass 25-year-olds playing teenagers.
Were they really that young?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look this up because I don't believe you.
I think it was Michelle Trachtenberg. I forget the other fucking two dummies in it, but I auditioned for it. But all of us, they were like, oh, you're too old. It was like, no, we're 25. Like, we're good. Let's fucking rock. And they were like, we want the real people. And it was like, that'll never work. You can't jack off to fucking 17-year-olds. You can't do that anymore.
Not with that attitude.
Yes. It's not that at all. American Pie, perfect example. Remember the foreign exchange student from American Pie?
Michelle, whatever the fuck her name
28.
Is.
28.
Yeah.
She had her tits out, and you're like, great, I can jack off to this. She's 28 years old. Who gives a fuck? I don't feel like a dirtbag. It's fine.
How old
I don't feel like Matt Gaetz.
How old do you think that Apple Pie was?
Oh, God. 20, 30 minutes old?
Yeah, so
and
it's
he
like,
fucks? Yeah.
Yeah.
But all of them were in their 20s, and you were like, all right, great, this is good. I can still jay off to this and not care.
I think you need to expand your horizons a little bit. I can jack off.
To what?
Like certain sounds. The way these crickets are chirping right now,
no,
like I'm boned up.
I mean, that's ASMR, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, ASMR there's an implication that it's super quiet, but yeah.
It is, but you still want those whispers, right?
Yeah.
You still want the fucking whispers that are going on in here? Ladies are leaving right now because they've had it with this. Yeah, you're all good with this. We're going to get dark on today's episode. Why not? Why not? Because we can. Can we air this Delco?
Yeah, we haven't done anything too crazy yet. How deep are we into this show?
At this point, though, like this fucked up, can we even air this?
No one can stop us. There's no rule against being fucked up
Great.
When you do this.
So let's get into all of it, shall we? I mean, really all of it. And how much today's world fucking sucks. All right? And this first one's going to involve you. Okay? Everybody's making a big deal about what's going on in baseball right now. Right before I came up here tonight, for tasting all these seltzers, all the shit, Aaron Judge didn't break the record.
Well, he's still playing. They're in the sixth inning, I think.
That's fine, right? No need to look it up. But
oh, they're in a rain delay now.
He's also the head of the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
So when you and I were growing up, to win the Triple Crown at a batting average...
Nobody had done it since 1967.
You know why? Here's what I was thinking about on the fucking walk up here, right? Tony Gwynn was hitting fucking 380 every goddamn year.
Yeah.
Judge is hitting 316.
In 94, he was hitting 393 before exactly. The strike started.
So when you look at a Triple Crown number like Aaron Judge, do you give a fuck? I mean, do you give a fuck right now where you're just like, all right, great. The home runs are impressive.
Yeah. I don't know what, I don't remember how many home runs Miggy had in 2013 when he won the last one in Detroit. But I think it was like in the low, I think it was like 43.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it was a lot.
Because like when you look at today's superstars, like Ricky Henderson, you'll never break the stolen base record.
No, what is he got, like 1,300 or some shit? Nobody will ever come close to that.
You'll never break that. Not even fucking close to breaking that.
I think when he broke it, it was 960 or something like that.
939.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
But with Judge, he's hitting 317, and he could win the Triple Crown. 317 was a fucking joke. All of our childhood heroes hit 317 or higher.
Yeah, but they were all on fucking roids, too.
But Tony Gwynn, he wasn't on roids.
No, he was on hamburgers.
He's fat as shit.
He looks like the Hamburglar to me. Like, if you take the Hamburglar's mask off and paint it black,
fat
Tony Gwynn.
Fat as shit, that guy, and it was just like, that's it.
That's true, yeah. His slugging percentage was not great.
But same with Ricky Henderson. All he did was steal bases. There was nothing else crazy going on.
Ricky had pop, though. He had, like, I think 230 home runs or something
from the leadoff position, yeah.
Yeah. But Johnny Damon, I don't know if he's going to be at the tournament tomorrow or not, but he was here last year. He's one of 12 people all time who have 200-plus home runs, 400-plus stolen bases.
Yes.
It's like Barry Bonds is one, A-Rod is one, Ken Griffey Jr. is one. I think Marquise Grissom maybe is one. I don't remember. It's a weird selection of people who had power in the 80s and 90s but stole a lot of bases. But then Johnny Damon from the post-steroid era I think is the only one, if I'm not mistaken.
But if you look at it, Pujols, because we were on the drive up here last night.
Yeah, we watched him hit 700 on Apple TV.
Which was awful,
on my fucking phone. That called, everything about it sucked.
Everything sucked.
It looked like the fucking, I don't know, I can't even put my finger on it. It looked like the Truman Show or some kind of weird staged thing. You know what I mean?
But it didn't seem real. We weren't amped about it. Nobody was fucking amped about it.
Well, and Dodger Stadium was.
Well, yes, but they were there in person, yeah. Right? And that's what I'm talking about. You almost got to be there in person as a grown-up and all that other shit. Or, like, it fucking sucks, dude. It sucks.
Well, if it's, you know, if it had been somebody good calling the game, even if it was just on their local.
Fox.
Yeah,
Fox would have been fine.
Yeah, if it was, like, Smoltz and those guys, that would have been fun. As much as I don't like Joe Buck.
Joe Buck Nagin?
Yeah, he would have. You want to, for a classic event, for an historical event, you want a classic fucking broadcaster to take you through that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? To caress you, to cup your testicles and keep them lifted and separated. The whole thing. Cradle you like a little fucking baby and kiss you on your forehead, put you in bed, tuck you in, and tell you goodnight. But that's not what happened. We heard some fucking just random nobodies
call that.
What the fuck, man? Get Chris Berman on when you know there's a big home run coming up.
And you know that call is going to last forever. And that's kind of what you're left with, where you're like, all right, great.
Rose has eclipsed Cobb. All these fucking great moments throughout sports history where you have, like, Vin Scully or somebody like that announcing the game. Now we have fucking stat nerds from Apple TV.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And that's why all of this to me feels like dog shit.
Yeah, it sucks. It feels like very manufactured and corporate.
Yes.
Not like gritty baseball shit.
But same with politics, where it's like all of this is just such manufactured bullshit. Mm-hmm. Media is fucking manufactured bullshit. We're stuck in this. Even a pure moment like Pujols, like, it is so fucking hard. It was somebody who put up a goddamn meme of Pujols joining the 700 Club, and it was him, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, who shouldn't be on that fucking list.
No.
And then Hank Aaron, and it was like, oh, these are the four. This is great. Isn't this magic? And everything else. It was like, no.
None of them have the balls to say, hey, you know.
A-Rod was on drugs. Like, give them the fuck off this list, right? The other part about it is we're watching this shit on a fucking app. Just a fucking app.
Yeah.
Not a TV station, not a local TV station, not Fox, not a big four network. We're watching it on a fucking app.
That's how it all goes now, though.
Sucks.
I mean, it does, but we're in the valley right now between, like, the idea is there, but the execution is not there yet. What they're trying to do is more and more personalized shit. But to do that, you do it the same way that fucking the big four news have done it for years, which is like you bring in regional correspondents and let them do the broadcast, right? So if it's like Pujols is going for a record or Aaron Judge is going for a record, yeah, put it on Apple TV, make some kind of deal where the Yes Network guys come over and call that fucking game. So Yankees fans, who it means the most to, get to hear their guys call that play forever.
Correct.
Because the way they're doing it now is just fucking stupid.
It
I don't like
sucks.
It.
Sucks. But that's everything. Like, I know this is like a small thing to bring up as far as like who calls the baseball game or where it's at, but that bleeds over into everything we do, or it's just like, it's apps, it's on your phone, it's bullshit, it's kind of a 10-second clip.
Mm.
We don't really celebrate the greatness anymore.
Yeah.
Even watching Pujols.
No, it's just FOMO. It's like,
right.
All right, I saw it, I'm good for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be something that you talk about at work, at the water cooler, at the gym, wherever
forever.
The fuck, forever.
Or the games you want to go to and all this shit. Like, you know, you and I last night were at Tennessee, Florida. Like, it was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee has not been great in a while. there was 110,000 fans who were excited about their team. It's finally ranked inside the top 10. We're all there in person. It's an amazing experience in person. People are fucking blackout. There's a lot of people who are blackout at that game.
Us included.
Yes. And it was the greatest night of their lives, us included. It was fucking awesome. Everything around. Tim Fry, shout out Tim Fry. It was amazing. And like, you don't have many moments like that anymore. And we get these text messages from people or DMs where they're like, hey, come to this game or come to this thing or whatever. The next weekend was Kansas. Delco, people want us to go to this Kansas game. And I'm like, that is not even close to our radar of being good. No. I know they're 4-0.
Yeah, he's been not doing it. Delco and Bob have been calling game day cowards for not going to cover the Kansas Duke game because they were both undefeated at the time. God.
And I know you guys do outside the top 25, but like Kansas is not a team that will compete for a title in football ever, the rest of our lives.
I mean, they might go undefeated this year.
No, they will not. They sure the fuck will not. Yeah, they sure the fuck will not.
All the wild shit that happened this weekend, Middle Tennessee fucking beating Michigan State.
Yes.
Or Miami, yeah. And then who beat Michigan State? Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, what the fuck?
And those are fun, but you don't go to those games as the biggest game, whereas like Tennessee.
Yeah, that's funny.
Tennessee, Florida, Barstool was here, ESPN was here, Fox was here. Everybody was here to see this, and it was a great game. It lived up to the hype. The whole city went bug fuck.
I feel like football is doing it pretty well. So they're going, at least the NFL is going to streaming in some instances, but they actually hired legit NFL broadcasters to come do the goddamn show.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like that's quite a bit different than what we heard from the Apple. I don't know one motherfucker on that Apple TV broadcast.
I don't either.
I don't know who any of them are. They're like fucking stat nerds.
And that's wild.
And they run, I think they run two simultaneous broadcasts, one with these no-name announcers, and then one, it's the other broadcast is just stat nerds. Like literally Bill James people that are titled, like, oh, fucking launch angle, shut the fuck up, dude. Like I find all that interesting as well. But that's like a 10-minute clip after the game.
I don't it's need not, to know you don't, any of that bullshit. Yes,
no, dude. Put it on the screen, and if I want to see it, I'll fucking look at it.
100%.
But you don't have to say all that shit out loud. It's really, it just, who the fuck wants to sit through a 3.5-hour long math story with baseball in the background? That doesn't make any sense. Nobody wants to see that.
No, dude. And, you know, if you want ads, you read them like this, like GhostBed from GhostBed.com/drinking bros. You want your fucking people who are reading these ads to be wasted. We're wasted. I have the goddamn bed. I love it. I have the mattress. I have all the shit. It's fun. I've got a gam shawl on me because I don't have the weighted blanket. We're out of town. Couldn't take that with me. I'm cold. Damn it. I will never stay cold at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Promo code drinking bros gets you 30% off everything in the entire store. Pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable bases, covers, you name it. 30% off of the promo code Drinking Bros. 40% off of that bundle package, dog. That is the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. I can tell you, when you're this wasted right now, who doesn't want to come home and sleep in that? Hit the remote control. Boom! Pop up in a book mode, TV mode, whatever, dude. You're good to go. Bottom of the screen, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. And it's still applicable with all the deals that I just mentioned. And man, I'm having a hard time getting through this because I'm wasted tonight. But hopefully you at home are just like, I want it. I want to sleep in comfort. Let's do it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Take advantage of it. What do we got next up, Delco? MyBookie.com? You bet, dude.
Well, you know, what you shouldn't have done is bet on this San Francisco-Denver game.
I did, actually. What's the score?
It's San Francisco 10-5.
Yes!
What a This is the NFL.
I took the under, and I took Denver. Plus,
What was the under? Like 45 or some shit?
Yes, the under was 52.
52. That's ambitious for these two teams. Get
I was
the fuck out of here.
Down to 38. You told me not to. You're like, dude, don't do that. Tease it up. I did.
Yeah, that's the right
move. I owe you.
Yeah.
I owe you this one.
Because there's no fucking
way. You picked that. So what happens is...
What did I say? I think it was going to be a 17-10 game or something like that.
17-13, yeah, which is great. So what happens is, usually at the end of the weekend, if you do well, don't do well, you can pick that up on the Sunday night games, which is what I did on MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKERBROS doubles your first deposit up to $1,000. I went with this game because I had a shitty NFL game.
The Chiefs butt fucked us.
Yes.
Mostly the Chiefs.
It was awful, dude.
Just because they're in every fucking parlay.
Awful. So the Chiefs fucked us. So I went all in on this 49ers game tonight, and I went hard on this shit.
Like, well, there was a...
It was a fucking parlay on this.
There was another bet that occurred over the weekend.
Oh, where Delco had to dye his hair blonde.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen, by the way. Proud of you. So he's got it booked for Friday at 4:30. He will be blonde.
So by Monday.
He took USC. He took Oregon State.
Yeah, by Monday next week, you'll see blonde Delco.
And all of this was on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit, dude. Let's go. You didn't. Yeah, you went money line. And by the way, I teased it too. Like, so I didn't take the points either. As I wasn't sure. All you fucks were scaring me. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, my bookie can do whatever he wants. So I did it. Yeah, I won. Delco's going to be blonde on Friday. I won. It was magical. It's been a great weekend so far. And also because of hardafseltzer.com. Tennessee, we're live in 93 stores.
Yeah, we've been to most of them.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Buying booze for the last couple of days for this event.
We've been...
it turns out they're sold out pretty much everywhere.
Jesus, it is insane.
The only place we were able to get any kind of bulk was actually at our brewery. We had to literally
Total
go
Wine,
there.
Had a couple left. McScrooge's had a few left. There was a few of them that had some left, and we got them. And so we're taking them to the charity golf event tomorrow. And, I mean, it's... thousands of cases that are gone, so it's not on us. It's just it's on you guys, and we greatly appreciate it. If you're in the state of Tennessee, buy the shit out of it. Go to hardafseltzer.com, use the store locator, find a store nearest you or in your state, and boom, you're good to go.
And if your local liquor store doesn't have it, you're in Tennessee, tell them to get it.
Yeah, you gotta tell them to get it.
Who's our distributor here?
Best Brands.
Yeah, Best Brands. Tell them to call Best Brands, and that's where they can get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we have the new flavors today. It takes about 9 to 10 tastings a piece. Absolutely wasted. The watermelon, the pina colada, dude. My God.
The pina colada especially is exceptionally good.
Both are great.
I think the pina colada is the best one that we have now,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah. And then we came in, these two dicks. Giorgio and Delco were watching the Game of Thrones, the make 'em up show. What's the name of it?
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. Yeah, I came in, I saw a dragon, I was like, nope, checking right the fuck out of that. But 20 million other people are watching it. They love it.
You want to get a grip?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just fucking get your bodily functions under control.
Completely trashed.
I
shouldn't even be doing a show right now.
I'm probably going to save the new episode until we get home, because I was extremely disappointed with the last one, to be honest. I fell asleep.
You wouldn't watch the new episode with these guys. You were like, no, fuck off. I need to see it on my own. What's with that?
Well, I've got a 100-inch projection screen. That's what's
okay.
with it.
Okay, right? I understand.
And I have a Bose 700 sound system with two fucking giant subs in this little ass, well, it's not a little room, but it's this pretty closed-in room.
Yeah.
It gets loud as fuck in there. So get high as shit until I can't see anymore. And then I go watch fucking crazy shows.
So the last time I was at somebody's house who did that, it was Matt Best, by the way.
Yeah, we used to get high and watch Planet Earth. Remember God that shit on the big projector screen?
So
he's got the fucking, it's a 200-inch screen, I think. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Because it was that whole fucking wall.
So we would go over there and it'd be like 6-7 o'clock on a Sunday night. Not late by any stretch,
no,
right?
No, but get high as fucking. He's doing the David Attenborough impression.
Correct.
The whole time.
And we would grill out. We'd have steaks or whatever it was, like 5. Nice full meal, full bellies, full hearts. It was awesome. And then he would play that shit at like 7. We would get high as fuck.
Yeah.
Man, it was so intense. People would just sleep all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. He had a nice setup. How's your setup? Yeah, couches. What do you got down there?
Yeah, I've got a nice couch. I've got a mini fridge full of hard AF.
Yeah.
Big projector screen. I got an ultra short throw projector on a 96 inch screen, basically.
Okay.
I still do actually have a 120 inch screen, but I think it's too big for that room. So okay. I shrunk it down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's all about perspective, right? You want to get the right size for the room.
It is, and it's a nice thing, and I'm glad you guys have a show to watch that on, because if it wasn't for this, what other show would you watch on 120 inch?
I mean, I watch sports on it, right?
Okay.
So watching football on that thing is dope.
Yeah, yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Giorgio came over to watch some World Series games last year on that thing. Yeah. It's not fucking around.
No. So sports is fine.
Yeah.
That show is fine.
And action movies are good on it, too, because, like, if I turn the bass up, I have two 700 subs, right,
mm-hmm.
on either side of the room there. And when I turn that shit up, the whole fucking house shakes. I mean, it's legit. It's like a theater.
What's your go-to? If you brought somebody over and showed them one movie, what is it? On that screen.
That's a good question.
Because at Matt's house, it was always Discovery, like, hey,
yeah.
We're watching fucking animals rape each other.
I'm not a huge fan of the movie, but the movie Drive would be good on that. Something Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah.
Or Maverick, when Maverick comes out. I guess it's on streaming now. So
yeah, it's on HBO. Yeah.
I would probably do that one, because just hearing the jets fly with all ambiance, it's loud as
you
shit.
You got jets going over us now, and that sounds dope. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah, isn't there a planet that's out tonight?
Jupiter, yeah.
Jupiter.
Jupiter's this way.
Jupiter's butt-fucking people, yeah, dude.
Retro gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Jupiter right there, that big bright one, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who is that, Giorgio?
Some whore in a fucking trucker hat.
Are you guys fucking timbering people?
Timbering?
Oh, boy.
Timbering is like tender for the Pacific Northwest.
Wait, I should be on a microphone. There's not a prayer I should be near a microphone so, tonight whatsoever.
Brittany's down, by the way. We talked about this.
She's sleeping.
To do the... No, not put down.
Oh, well, obviously.
To do the... the OnlyFans rating service, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like an Instagram account, and we make a several-minute video. The thing we need to figure out is the quality score, right? So we're gonna assign a quality score for each OnlyFans page. It's going to include things like value financially, mm-hmm. whether they go full bush and titty, whether they chug hogs on there and cream pies and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, right?
Well,
I think it would be a very successful marketing venture. So brought to you by Hard AF Seltzer.
Exactly. But let's take the newest addition to OnlyFans. It's Paige VanSant, which you and I, look, hey, Giorgio, you can shrug your shoulders all you want. We've called this for a year and a half since she was on the show. If she starts boning her husband, that is a multi-million dollar business.
Yeah, right? have you checked out her page yet?
Can you check out her page?
Giorgio?
We'll pay you to do it. No, we'll pay you to do it, but just let us know if she's fucking.
I'm just curious if she's doing like full nude or if it's... Because a lot of girls are just like posting their fucking racy Instagram photos
on there. And she was going from UFC to bare knuckle boxing.
Which she's still doing.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. To AEW, which is wrestling, to now this, and like, what do we got? Boom, he just pressed it. What do we got, Giorgio? Full nudes. Butt fucking. What is she doing on there? Got to give us that info, dog.
Yeah, I think if there's like a fucking, a nice, crisp picture of her butthole, we get that turned into a coin and give it to Giorgio.
I agree.
For his like 2 or 3 year work anniversary, whatever it is.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's coming up, right? Didn't you start in like September or October?
Oh, what do we got? Giorgio shaking his head. What do we got? No nudes? Oh, we've seen that though. So it's feet pics and ass pics. We've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah, but you got to buy, you got to unlock some stuff.
Yeah, is there no unlocking shit? God damn it, dude. That's not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's
easing, no tits?
She's easing her way in there. I don't care about that. That's blurcore.
Yeah.
Blurcore butt cheeks, man. I don't care about that shit.
That's her fucking ass.
I need
thong.
To see like, somebody getting
that.
Fucking dirt.
I see that every day.
I need to see somebody getting railed.
When I walk out in these streets. I thought for sure, because one of you said her boyfriend keeps losing. Oh, is it her husband?
Yeah.
He keeps losing in these fights. So it's like his career's done. Why not just fuck her on camera for a ton of money? They would make $5 million a year. You can't make that in the UFC, right?
Well, not at a lower tier, no.
No, dude. Well, she made $500,000 a fight.
That's
you know that, right?
That's because...
But on OnlyFans, if she was fucking her husband, she would make $500,000 a month easily. Yeah.
No.
Same. It's just her ass, dude. It's just her ass.
Interesting. Maybe she's just, you know, getting her feet wet. And then she's going to blast out full-on tub girl shit later on. Firing diarrhea over her own fucking shoulders.
That's exactly what we're hoping for. When is she going to start diarrheaing on her fucking husband's chest? You know? Filling her up full of Chipotle and then just blasting out diarrhea on her husband's chest. That's what I want to see, and I'll sign up for it. What do you pay for that a month? You ever pay for somebody to diarrhea on somebody else's face?
You don't have to pay for that.
Really?
No, you just look it up on the internet, and it'll be there.
$34.99. No, I'd give that $35.
Rule 34. If you can imagine it, there's porn of it.
No, I get it. But if I'm paying for it, and I know the specific person, like, isn't there people in your life that you dated where you're like, oh, shit, I would definitely pay $28.
No. No.
See
no.
Somebody take a shit in a taco shop.
No, but we did talk to, I think we talked to Allie Ray about it, about people wanting to see her shit.
100%.
And they had weird requests about what she ate before.
Yes.
Like they wanted to be able to control her diet for a couple of days first.
Yeah.
And then see her poop.
Yeah.
I can't understand that, to be honest.
But there wasn't somebody you dated in the past where you were just like, oh, hey, I'd throw them $28 to see them do whatever fucking weird shit it was, maybe because you couldn't do it?
No, because I'm not fucking Caligula, dude. What the fuck are you talking about? Like just throwing money at a chimp? Like, here, fucking cut his head off.
No,
dude. That's like Roman Emperor shit. I think
am.
Like that.
There's people I've dated in the past where it's just like, hey, if there was an OnlyFans account where I could see them doing all the weird shit, where you're like, oh, cool. And this is going to get super dark, but I'll talk about it now. Maybe because that's where they're at in their life and you know they need that money. Or maybe that's the people they wanted to be that you wish they were back in the day where you're just like, God damn it.
It wouldn't be bad to have like a boning resume. Like
yes.
When you first meet somebody, it's like, here's several sex tapes that I've been involved in.
Yep.
No judgment. I just want you to know that I'm capable.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I would respect that, to be honest. If some girl showed up and just immediately showed me a video of her chugging some dude's hog, but she was really getting after it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's... Yeah. Oh
yeah,
boy!
You need a mic because we can't hear you. But like
he said, there was an app. But I think Bob told me about this too. It was like Yelp, but for dudes. It was what was it called?
Lulu.
Lulu. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like where you can't leave a review about a woman. How do they fucking know that?
All right.
Oh, you can't make a fake Facebook account. That's impossible. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
I would have been leaving reviews for all of my buddies. Like, this dude's fucking dick is weird, man. The bottom half is green for some reason.
Dude. And, like, for me personally, there's some people in the past where, like, you ask them to do some crazy shit. They don't do some crazy shit. And then you're like, all right, is it me? Or is it somebody else? Or
that's,
is it
yeah,
money?
You, that's what you don't want. You don't want to fucking, like, try to talk your girl into a fucking anal three-way. And she's like, I would never do something like... And then 2 years later, you find out she's been involved in multiple anal three-ways since then.
Yes.
That would really piss me off. I mean, not really piss me off. That would hurt my feels.
Same.
I can't fucking handle that.
I couldn't either. But there's definitely some people where I'm like, oh, hey, this was a little too crazy for you. And then you're like, and it seems like you are that crazy. But what happens? And when does that kick in? And then the recession is here. And then they're like, oh, now you're doing this. Now... I don't understand why you didn't treat
your whole life. Well, desperate times, yeah.
Right, but treat your whole life like it's a recession and then do the craziest shit, and then maybe that would have led to a better life earlier on so you don't have to care about the recession.
I saw Doug Stanhope right around the last housing crash.
Okay.
Right? It was right when it...
08, 09?
Yeah. So it was like right before I was getting out of the Army. And we were kind of in a mini recession, I guess, at the time. And he was like, man, I really feel sorry for... mostly for prostitutes, because everybody says... well, I'm broke now. I guess I'm going to have to go suck dick to make money.
Yep.
What about the people who are already sucking dick to make money? Now they've got to step it up a notch.
Yes.
Now they're doing all sorts of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that's what people don't understand about inflation. Not only does it affect the middle class like that, but it pushes middle, upper middle and middle class people down into lower middle, and sometimes even to the poverty line jobs or behaviors. And now poverty line people have to go eat food out of the gutter and shit.
You know
what I mean? So it's like trickle-down bullshit.
I'll tell a dark story because we're super fucked up. But, like, there was a girl that I used to date that whenever – have you ever had a mom get too involved in a relationship? Like, the mom is rooting for you. Like, hey, I want you to marry my daughter. Like, you're the greatest. Like, this is great.
No, no mother has ever said that to me.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Not one fucking prayer.
Maybe not, I guess.
It's like, you know that guy you keep bringing over that fucking says fucked up shit and never smiles? Yeah, definitely marry him.
You know the guy who showed up with the zip ties on J6? Yeah. Like, let's not have him back again.
Yeah, it's not a conversation I've had.
No. There was a girl that I dated, and her mom was younger. She was super involved in, like, everything.
Did you bang the mom?
Well,
should have.
Here's where shit gets dark, right? So, like we were dating, and, like, it was a small house in Pittsburgh. They could definitely hear us having sex and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And, but the mom was cool. She was young. She was, you know, throwing up booze and all this other stuff. And you could tell, like, she was just like, oh, hey, dude, this would be great if you guys got married and everything else and blah, 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 blah. You're like, man, where the fuck is this going?
I did have a mom once tell me, if you get her pregnant, then you got to deal with that shit. And I don't know if she meant...
But she get an abortion. That shit.
I don't know if she meant get an abortion or raise the child, but I know what I was going to do.
But she said, deal with that shit. So in my sitch, the mom was just like, man, it'd be great to have grandkids and everything else. And, like, let me give you guys some more wine and booze and, like, really go for it tonight. And it was just like, man, this feels like you're drinking me into... to having some kids with your daughter.
Did she fluff you up too? Let me get that thing hard for you,
got
right
close.
Quick, so you can go fuck my daughter.
I got close. She was young enough where it was like, all right, cool. That's the girl I'm dating in 25 years, right? Mm. Where you're like, all right, that's it. And you're feeding me a lot of booze tonight.
I think you should, you know, when appropriate, have the opportunity to bang your girl's mom just to see what it's going to be like later. I mean, look, there's no background check for if somebody's going to be a piece of shit later on.
There isn't.
So you have to take whatever measures you can. I think banging her mom, taking her mom out on a few nice dates, like, they would show you what you're in for.
Yeah.
And then she gets to fuck your dad, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my dad's dead, but, like...
Well, that's not going to stop him. Come
but
on.
Take Brittany. Have you met her mom? How old is your mom?
No. Nope.
No. It's a hard no, huh? She was in porn, right?
Giorgio probably would do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Giorgio. Yeah. You've seen it. He's got his hand up.
Oh, yeah, you watched her porn, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good or bad, yes or no? Lips are sealed. Why? Oh, shut the fuck up. Respect. You've jacked off to everybody, fucked everybody. Like, we're all good in this life.
Denver scored.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
What's going to be...
And I bet that game, mybookie.com, let's go.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
I don't even care if they do. I've got it +9, so I don't give a shit.
It's not going to get that far. There's only 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? No, no good. It never is. It never is no good. It is. By the way, so tonight, we're I know we're housed and everything else. You and I are hosting a charity event for Rob O'Neill. And that I can't even pronounce his name right now. That's how hard we're going. You vet all these things. How is their charity and everything else?
Theirs is great, yeah.
Okay, good.
For sure. So what SOTF does is they coordinate with business folk, particularly Fortune 500 companies, and they take special operators that are getting out of the military, retiring mostly, but some that are just getting out, and they get them training, education, and placement in corporate jobs throughout America at large companies.
Okay.
Now, they have a 97% success rate on getting people jobs.
And really?
I think something like 60% of their people get promoted within the first year ahead of schedule.
Okay.
So it's like, I mean, it's what you would expect, taking special operators and transitioning them into the workforce. So that's it. That's and they're dope. Giving away a dope-ass Bronco, too. By the time you hear this show, you'll probably have seen the ad we make for it tomorrow. But it's like an old Bronco, and they took the frame, replaced the chassis with a performance chassis. They put a fucking Corvette engine in that bitch. Yep. I think the list price is like $300,000 on this Jesus fucking Bronco. It's like an old Bronco, 69 Bronco, I think, something like that.
So, 69 obviously is my favorite, but I wanted it. And they were like, "Hey, you're gonna have to buy raffle tickets for it."
I'll buy a fucking raffle ticket, but if I don't get the thing, then I'm going to sabotage it.
Yes, like, I want the goddamn Bronco.
If I can't have it, then nobody can.
That's what I want.
That's how I treat all my relationships.
I want the fucking Bronco.
So, figure it out.
If you're here, by the way, we're in what part of the state of this? Nashville? Are we? No, it's not Nashville.
What are you? It's Old Hickory.
Old Hickory.
Yeah,
that's where. We're in Old Hickory, which Tennessee.
It's named after Andrew Jackson, whose nickname was Old Hickory, right?
Yeah.
It's like the school. They're all the schools here are named Old Hickory. The Hermitage compound.
Sure.
And golf course is right over here.
I'm
sorry?
Oh, we can't say compound. Are we still allowed to say Andrew Jackson?
I mean, you can't say it. But.
I can't. No. No. Slurring my words all night doesn't really fucking matter.
How long are we in now?
We're good enough.
Ready to wrap this up? Let's get out of here.
Look.
Because it's only going to get fucking worse.
It's going to get a lot worse.
The Drinking Bros of the Week.
Drinking Bro of the Week is actually Lauren Manley.
Yeah.
So she put on this event. We had a briefing earlier today. We went over everything that was going on and everything else. Running some of these charity events, my God, man, it seems like it's a blast.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Like, you have to deal with all the celebrities and everybody's demands and all this fucking bullshit and everything else. Dan and I come in for free. We get our own Airbnb and cars and all of this shit. Like, and we're like, hey, we'll just be there. Like, we don't really give a fuck, right? With everybody else, my God, dude, hearing these stories, it is fucking impossible to put this goddamn shit on. So shout out to Lauren Manley. God bless her. It's a brutal fucking job for no money.
Thankless.
It's charity. You get no money for this. And shout out to her. Love to hire her, by the way. She's amazing. And thanks for having us every year. Kid Rock will be here tomorrow. Bunch of baseball players. Everybody will be here tomorrow. It'll be great. We got trash tonight. I apologize. And there's nothing more I can do.
I apologize for nothing.
No, you don't. You're fine. I'm not. I had about 43 of these goddamn seltzers. So I love you. All right? Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Go to Spotify, just click the 5-star and get the fuck out of there. You're good to go. Nothing else to write. For D'Anthony and D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.